You know, this is one of my favorite hours, and this is only our first week doing this. We're going to be doing it for the entire month. It's all about business in the great city and the surrounding community that we call our home, entitled Pittsburgh Works. And look, I'm the guy that's holding up traffic, standing in the middle of the parking lot when a jet flies above, because I just love the business of flight. I love the airport. I love the Airport Authority and what they do. So let's welcome, ladies and gentlemen, where she is live helping them celebrate 20 years of service, the big anniversary happening at Pittsburgh International Airport. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Allegheny County Airport Authority on Pittsburgh Works, Joanne Jenny. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
It's so nice to have you here. And I know it's been a really big couple of days for you guys up there celebrating. And it's hard to believe, since opening in 1992, here you are in 2012 looking better than ever at the airport.
Yeah, we're really excited to be celebrating our 20 years. A lot of people were just shocked when they heard that it's already turning 20, because they remember so vividly when Pittsburgh International Airport opened.
You know, when you think about the things that have really happened over the last 20 years and what the new airport has done, what do you think the number one thing is, or at least one of the top things that has really transformed the airport into the state-of-the-art airport that it is today?
Well, I'll tell you, I think we're still highly recognized by just how well this facility was built and designed. It's loved by pilots. It's easy to fly in and out of. It's won many accolades for the ease of access from the parking lots all the way to the gates. And it's actually been a model for many other airports around the world.
You know, when you think about 70% of North America's population is within 90-minute flight of Pittsburgh, that's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's one of the things that help us when we take our story, and we take Pittsburgh's story to the different airlines and the different cargo groups, and to attract more flights and more business here. It really is a unique. Our location is definitely an asset.
Now, first airport, Joanne Jenny here from the Airport Authority, to introduce a shopping mall and food court concept in airport terminals, opening the Air Mall in 1992. 35 national and international awards for excellent customer service and retail design. Where are we right now with the Air Mall? And I heard Larry talking to Brad about this as well, but I have to ask you, where are we right now with the Air Mall?
Well, the Air Mall is still at the top of its game. In fact, you know, it has weathered the decline of the U.S. air flights quite well. We're still among the top airports that has the highest per passenger spending in an airport. So in that regard, we're very high. And now we're also looking to the future, because we're going to be reconfiguring our center core, so that when you come up the escalators into the center core, you're going to be greeted by a bunch of storefronts now. And essentially, that's going to be changing the layout of the airport so that it meets the current origination and destination traffic better, as opposed to when it was initially built for attracting more connecting passengers to shop and dine.
You look at 2011, 8.3 million travelers at our airport, supports nearly 149,000 aircraft operations per year, offers 155 nonstop flights per day to 36 destinations where travelers fly most, include places like Atlanta, Baltimore, Denver, Miami, Punta Cana, Raleigh, San Francisco, St. Louis. And also, and for those of us who still travel because of business, first airport to offer free wireless internet access. And that is a must, isn't it, Joanne?
No, it's been very popular. There are so many places that still charge for that Wi-Fi when you walk into an airport. They, you know, and people feel nickel and dimed. So when they come out to Pittsburgh International Airport and they're able to, you know, get on the Wi-Fi, and it just really they can conduct some of their business. They can you know, just play some games and catch up on emails. And you know, the other big feature too is that we have announced that we're going to be continuing the nonstop flight to Paris for the summer of 2013 into the fall of next year. So we're real excited about that news, and that's with Delta Airlines, that they fly nonstop. They'll be flying 5 days a week from Pittsburgh to Paris.
9,000 acres, 38,000 acres available for future property development and growth. You know, the airport fully funded, that's right, from rent, landing fees, parking, rental cars, concession revenues, passenger facility fees. No local tax dollars are used to operate or maintain the airport. Now, that's good business, and that's why Pittsburgh works, Joanne.
Yes, that's true.
Do you ever think about how many people you indirectly affect when it comes to the economy and vice versa? I mean, we're calling this program Pittsburgh Works, and I think the airport and its 8,000 employees, I mean, let's face it, the money they're getting from their paycheck and putting back into the economy, too, is just another reason why Pittsburgh Works at the Pittsburgh International Airport.
There is. There is a lot of economic development surrounding the airport, within the airport, aviation-related and other transportation and hospitality-related jobs. There's a lot of warehousing and cargo jobs available out here at the airport, and we're really on target to see those figures grow. We're working very closely with the county executive, Rich Fitzgerald, and our friends at the Allegheny Conference to see how much more development that we could attract out to the airport.
What about as far as carriers having their choice? How important is that as far as when it comes to carriers?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, the relationship we have with the air carriers is very special, including U.S. Airways. We meet their needs at the airport. We work with them closely. And one of the things that helps us in that is the fact that we're real partners with the airlines, particularly like now. We're coming up on our winter season. You don't know, it's a finely tuned machine. When the weather starts going downhill, we work very closely with our airfield maintenance crews, our operations. We coordinate with the airlines on their flights coming in and out. And, of course, we maintain the ultimate safety standards by working closely with the air traffic control tower. So keeping that airfield open is another reason why we can work closely with the airlines. That's what they like. They want to keep their flights on time, and they want to keep their flights moving. And so when they succeed, we succeed.
Listen to this. 71,160 jobs generates nearly $2.1 billion in payroll and produces nearly $5.7 billion in economic activity. That's a triple crown. FlyPittsburgh.com. Tell us all about it.
Well, and I hope I can talk a little bit about our event we have going out.
Absolutely.
There today too. Well, you know, FlyPittsburgh.com, you can find out the information at FlyPittsburgh.com, whether you're flying out at the airport or if you just want to come out today for our family fun day. We have folks going on tours over to the airside terminal. And Delta is actually giving us, has a plane for folks to be able to take a look-see and walk on the plane. And we have a new airplane model exhibit, and all of the air mall shops and restaurants are offering some type of special. So, you know, we're hoping, and then on our landside terminal, we've got bouncy houses, live music, and it's all indoors, so you don't have to worry about the weather. And so it's great fun for the family. We're going to have obstacle courses. We're going to have our fire truck and some of our maintenance equipment up on the curb, so people can take a look at that as well.
All right. All right, Joanne, listen, thank you very much. That's happening all day today, and I think that was the best way to end Pittsburgh Works this segment, because it'll give people a chance to really experience about how wonderful an opportunity they'll have to experience how we're all fortunate to do from time to time, but some only when we're traveling, and that's the Pittsburgh International Airport. Happy anniversary. Thank you, Joanne, Jenny.
Thank you.
It's time to take a break. We'll be right back. More of Pittsburgh Works next.